leaves, and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy 2 desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's a big red barn where you say free. Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things. Norm's Barn and Barn.
Hi, I'm Norm Wilkie. Come see my new selection of Amish cabinetry made by my good Amish friends at Countrywood Products. We now stock 5 styles of cabinetry for you to choose from.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn. With locations in Shiloh and Fenton at the bottom of Gravois Bluffs, visit normsbargainbarn.com.
That's normsbargainbarn.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, hey, almost eked it out. Welcome to the September 29th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in DePere. Terrific, terrific people. If you decide you want to do it right, completely remodel kitchen and bathroom. A job done so well, it'll make you look at the rest of the house and go, whew, maybe we need to paint. And then I got another company for you. We'll get to them later. But first,
hey!
All right. Introducing a couple of people who actually have their full voices, 100%. First is Eon the Peon. He's at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yes, they are. And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, then we would love for you to sit down with a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. He was nice enough to go in early with me and record an announcement that there'll be no yard sale again this Saturday morning. I know. It upsets me, too. But Dan went in, and thank you, Dan, for helping me with that.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
How you doing?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is high again.
And I mentioned this Chinese herbal remedy that a listener sent me an email about for throat issues, and it's got a kind of name, and I'll have to go in there and have it printed out and show it to the lady, because I'm not going to attempt to say it. But Rat Boy came up to me and said I should try the root of the rare what kind of tree?
Cheese
tree.
Oh, it's a cheese tree.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Oh. There's actually, I guess, in Asia, some kind of... I'll look into that. Thank you, Red Boy. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpert and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Good job, Bruce. I think if we ever had Thompson Price redo our kitchen again, and I'm sure we won't, we'll sell the house before we do that. We've been there 30 years next year. Time to go. I would have the gargle cabinet built in where you put your gargling stuff and neti pot and all that stuff. The thing is, they can do things you never, ever thought of. But when you realize they're possible and they're available, you go, well, that's a great idea. We never would have thought of that. Tom Price, over the years, has shown me things in kitchens that make so much sense. For example, take a space that in most kitchens is just sort of awkward, wasted space. A corner that's really nothing but a corner until they get a hold of it. And then it turns into something completely different. Shelves that pull out and roll and slide like you've never felt shelves do before. Cabinet doors, and when you open them, it's beyond just a lazy Susan. It's the most efficient use of space. And then there has to be a little glamour put in there, too, and sort of that ooh, wow factor. They got that, too. I mean, I looked at the faucet there that you touch the faucet. Just touch it. Blue or red, hot or cold. It's Jetsons type stuff. And if you want, they can put in, I've always thought it would be great to have a urinal put in the living room of your house. Just people would walk in, and on the wall is a urinal. Just to be different. They could do that if you wanted them to. They could do anything. And please take a look at, I don't even remember the name of it, but it's that toilet seat, which you can have in your home with your existing toilet seat. It can be converted. It's an electronic system, and as long as there's power to the bathroom, and there is because you probably got a light in the bathroom by the toilet, it's a heated seat. It's a washing and drying system for your butt. Mm. Yeah, it's great, and it's not that expensive. And 19 years ago, when they did our master bath, they put a heated tile floor in. It has never needed service. It has never stopped working. And to this day, on a cold morning, our tile floor, when you put your bare feet on it, toasty warm. And since then, 19 years ago, so much has come out. So many great products and ideas, and they have them. They'll show them to you. Please consider letting them do that kitchen or bathroom. You will not be sorry. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Showroom is in De Pere. My oldest child is 35 today. His name is Adam. I could not be more proud of him or any of my kids. I am one of the luckiest people in the world when it comes to personal life. People all around me have tragedies and sicknesses, and one of the kids is you know, in jail or in rehab or passed away or whatever, and it's almost like this is a horrible way to think, but waiting, when's it my turn for something really, really horrible? Because I just am so lucky. And happy birthday, Adam. I love you, and you're a great kid, and 35. As of today, you're closer to 40 than 30. Get ready to start getting depressed. Yeah. Because it just goes from here, it just goes 50, 60, and then you go, oh, man, what happened here?
It goes to hell.
Yeah, it really kind of does. So enjoy it while you're there, because I think 30s is the absolute best decade of your life. That's what I think.
I think so, too.
At least for me, I think it was. I heard this morning that McGraw, and I know what he meant. He was talking about the guy who was shot coming out of the ball game Friday night and going to his car. And I think you all know the story. These animals, and one in particular who shot him as he and his girlfriend were running away. That's the coward of cowards. And he said, but for the grace of God, he would have been killed. And I don't even know why I'm addressing this, but I've never understood why people say things like, but for the grace of God, he would have been. So it was the grace of God that let him get paralyzed? Is that it? Or what if he had been killed? Would that have been the grace of God?
Or somebody that was shot in the same exact spot.
And was killed.
Guys, yeah.
Was that the,
I don't
get it. Because here's what I think. I don't think God, and please don't misinterpret this as me saying there is no God and say that. I don't think God has a say or lets himself have a say in this. If he did, the guy wouldn't be paralyzed and the thug would be dead. The thug would have been hit by a bus or something. So it's not the grace of God that causes this guy to be paralyzed. It's the fact that God lets every single individual make his or her own decision. Free will, it's called. And because of that, this animal was allowed to make the decision, hey, I think I'll shoot this guy in the back while he's running away. And according to the news, they got somebody in custody. If I were the king of the world, he would be executed tomorrow morning. That's it. No trial. We don't need one. We have witnesses. We know he did it. He maybe admitted it. He maybe bragged about it, especially in that case. Take him out tomorrow morning and put a bullet in his head. That's my world that I'll never live in. I am so not hip and not up on current music and who's hot, especially in the rap and hip-hop world. So from time to time, I try to introduce myself and educate myself about, you know, the cool stuff. And I read this article, and I brought it in, I saved it. And I thought, I never heard of this guy, because here's what it says. It says, say hello to this year's biggest breakout artist. And I thought, man, who is this?
That's a big deal.
Yeah. His name is Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap?
F-E-T-T-Y-W-A-P. Dan, you're in a band. You're a musician. You ever heard of this guy?
No.
Well, he's huge. And apparently he's already making all kinds of money, and he's got a bunch of hits and on the Billboard charts. And I thought, well, heck, that's maybe this is something really different. Maybe this is different from all the other rap, hip-hop stuff. So I haven't heard it. I said, Peon, find me some Fetty Wap.
I haven't heard it either.
Well, let's hear a little Fetty Wap. Together. Here we go.
Mickey, on the track.
I got by
Zuzu's pedals.
Yeah.
I heard. Baby, won't you come my way?
Now, are you sure this is not Tony Bennett?
Got something I want to say.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
This is the breakout artist of the year.
Maybe he has acne. He's breaking out.
That's what they meant.
Yes.
Baby, won't you come my way? Baby, won't you come my way?
Okay, here's my assessment of that music, and the word starts with S-H.
I'm sure that's
just horrible. This is horrible. Alright, there you go. That's what those of us who aren't keeping up with things are missing out on. Good.
I'm gonna come up with something like that.
Brother.
Woo!
I feel sorry for the tarantula, the male tarantula, and I'll tell you why. I just read this. right now, in it's mating season in Colorado. This is where a lot of tarantulas are mating. Southern Colorado, thousands of them searching for mates so they can reproduce before they die. Now listen to this. The males in the tarantula world are the most active, searching for the scent of the female tarantulas who are waiting in burrows. You see, let me stop there. This is so like the human world. Oh, yeah. They hunker down, act like they're not interested.
Right.
Make you go out of your way to find them. Put in all the effort, do the chasing. It says the experts say that the male blonde tarantulas spend about 10 years reaching sexual maturity. Well, first of all, I didn't know a tarantula lived 10 years, but they do. It takes about 10 years till they're sexually mature. Then they mate one time and they die. Oh. And they die because of the fangs of the female who kills them.
What?
Now, my question is, if you're a male tarantula, do you know this is going to happen when you spend all this time and energy looking for a female? Or does it come as a total shock? You have the sex. Whoo, that was great. Oh, wait, man. A minute. What are those fangs coming out? Oh, no. Did they not?
Well, yeah, you don't get to learn your lesson.
Because your daddy didn't get a chance to tell you because he died after sex.
Yes.
So there's no warning from the other tarantula.
No.
My daddy must have had a heart attack.
Unbelievable. Get this. The male tarantulas actually stop eating for quite a while and are focused totally on finding a mate. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, that's stress. They stop eating for the stress.
You stop eating. You're so love hungry that you can't even eat. And all you're looking for is love.
Man.
And you search and you search. And finally, you get a tarantula. And she puts her fangs in you and kills you.
Wow.
They are so mean.
Glad I'm not a tarantula. This is a weird survey. Somebody, this is from the Chicago Tribune, has printed a story about a research on tucking your shirt in. I don't tuck my shirt in because I'm fat.
I don't tuck my shirt in because I don't like it.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's never really right. It's always like crooked or something.
Yeah.
Get this. The key to happiness, tuck in your shirt at work, according to this. Out of 1,000 men, 25 to 60, 60% of the shirt tuckers are happier on the job and 22% more likely to be optimistic about their future and 19% more money than non-tuckers. Well, now you know.
Who does these surveys?
It was done by Fruit of the Loom. They asked the participants about the quality of their lives, relationship, happiness, optimism, social status, income, and it said across the board, the men who tucked in their shirts came out on top. Well, here's why they came out. If you tuck in your shirt, it means you're thin. It means you're in shape.
Right, yeah.
Because fat guys like me.
You like that buffer that the untucked shirt gives you.
Mm-hmm. Now here, 49% of all guys say they tuck in their shirts at least 3 days a week. Not me. Not me. And I'm with Dan. And you're not heavy. You're not fat.
Oh, I don't like it.
It doesn't feel good.
No.
It's easier to leave your shirt tail out. All right, now quickly, I have a list here of all of you know that if you apply for personalized plates, if you apply with something they think is obscene or profane or offensive, they'll turn you down. Well, in some countries, they will turn down the names of babies and not allow you to put a baby's name on a birth certificate if they find it offensive. I'm going to share with you a couple. These are actual baby names in other countries that were turned down. And the first one should be not allowed anywhere, even in the United States. A couple in New Zealand, in the hospital, named their baby Anal. A-N-A-L. And the New Zealand official said, no, you cannot call your kid Anal.
Anal.
I say that's a good call. Also in New Zealand, a couple put on the birth certificate, name of baby, they put Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii for the name of their baby. Denied. Germany. And who would do this? These people should be put away forever. They wanted to name and put on the birth certificate Osama bin Laden for their kid, for their kid's name. In Mexico, a couple tried to name their kid RoboCop. That was denied. Now, I think in the United States, we're really loose with it. You can name your kid Robo. You can. You can name your kid RoboCop. Here's one that was denied in Sweden. I'll spell it for you. BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCLLLMMNPRXVCLMNCKSSQLBB11116.
Wow.
That was supposed to be the baby's name. Denied. And a couple also in Mexico wanted to name their boy Circumcision. They denied that. And I'm looking to see.
Circumcision. Circumcision Rodriguez? Could you press step forward?
Son, you made the cut. Welcome. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request from a listener named Ellen. Ellen, I don't know if it's been a year. I like to wait a year. I don't think it has, but it's close enough. I'll happily do this joke for you. A couple's been married for about 30 years. And one day at breakfast, she says to her husband, she says, look, so many women are having breast enhancement, breast augmentation, boob jobs. I'm tired of being flat-chested. I want bigger boobs. I want your okay and your blessing, honey, for some surgery. He goes, no, we're not paying for boob surgery. Here, I got a better idea. And he gets up, and he goes down the hall, and he comes back with a roll of toilet paper, and he hands it to her. He said, there. She says, what am I supposed to do with this? He says, wipe your boobs with toilet paper a couple times a day. And she said, I don't get it. He said, look what it did for your butt.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
It is not a good ride home. First of all, on westbound 70, the cursed highway today, we've got an accident west of St. Charles Rock Road. It's blocking the right lane. It's jammed up from Highway 170. Then you're slow from Highway 270 all the way out through Highway 79. That's where you've got a stalled semi that's blocking the center lane. On westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown now. Well, it's a little bit more than that. From Vandeventer out through McCausland, you've got it from Clayton Warson all the way out to about Boone's Crossing, and then from the Spirit Overpass out through 94, it is jammed solid. That is due to the rain and also a vehicle fire that has the right lane blocked. If you're on westbound 364, it is bumper to bumper from Highway 270 to the Veterans Bridge. Then it's going to be slow all the way through 94. Now, on westbound 370, you've got the same thing. You're jamming up from St. Louis Mills. That goes all the way, not a solid jam, but I mean, you've got crawling traffic because of the rain all the way around where it meets up with Highway 70. Eastbound 270, that's heavy from the St. Charles Rock Road through Highway 170. And on southbound 170, we're looking pretty slow now from Olive down through Highway 40. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Green 18! The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Throws left side out pattern for Brown. Touchdown, Missouri.
This Saturday, the South Carolina Gamecocks come to Columbia to take on our Missouri Tigers. KTRS coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the kickoff is at 11.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, president and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-400-3088. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-400-3088. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-3088. 1-800-400-3088.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3082. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-3082. 1-800-700-3082.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Steve, you know how much I personally believe in what you do at the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And let me throw the phone number out right away, 636-527-5121. But let's talk about this study that you and I were talking about off the air, which shows that you have to be with the right housing counselors, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Steve. A lot of the people that we talk to have tried to do this on their own. They've run into an enormous amount of failure, roughly 88% nationally. The other part of the people have tried to contact outside entities, and they're not having any success either. I think we're the only people in the United States who can get these things done, frankly.
It's easy. You pick up the phone, you make the call, you get a no-obligation appointment, and you talk to the best in the business. 636-527-5121. Or what's the website, Steve?
It is StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
That's right. You almost forgot it that time. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
Looking for great food and a great family market? Look no further than Cottleville. Menino's Market in Cottleville. Every single day, oven-ready meals, rotisserie chicken, beef spadini, Cajun pork tenderloin. Don't forget about the Illinois apples arriving every single day fresh, not to mention all the fresh produce. And it's football season. 4 chicken kebabs, 8 brats, and a bag of chuck patties for $35. Menino's Market in Cottleville. And for catering, Menino's.com.
Kilcoin Show going on the road Wednesday, September 30th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Martin and Randy live from Classic Car Studio inside the Hanley Industrial Court. Some of the best, coolest cars you've ever seen. Check out their inventory. Classic cars. Check out the chrome. How often do we say that on a remote? Rare, most sought-after classic cars you'll find anywhere. They also have a new interior shop. We'll be there live Wednesday the 30th from 10 until 1, the Classic Car Studio at Hanley Industrial Court.
Friday, October 2nd, join John Carney as he moderates a roundtable discussion on issues in education, featuring members of the State Board of Education.
Education, school board members, and superintendents representing districts throughout Missouri. Live from the MSBA Annual Conference at 10 Terra starting at 10 a.m. Sponsored by Idner Architects, nationally recognized as a leader in school planning and design. Don't miss Issues in Education on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health. If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas Superfood. Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing. So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce. And that's all. No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything. Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
When you gonna let me get sober?
All right. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm ready to take a little vocal break and turn it over to a guy who has plenty to say about what's going on in the world of Hollywood. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. And they sell a lot of gift cards. And my advice to you, if you need a gift for anybody, for anything, a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse is always appreciated. And now from Southern California, Mike Evans. Wow, listen to that crowd. They love you.
They do. And that makes me feel wonderful.
Well, it should.
It does.
What's going on today?
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the very, very unlikely political female celebrity who has a tattoo. Caroline Kennedy, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, or Maria Shriver Schwarzenegger.
Boy, she's ugly.
She's a skeleton.
Yes. Yes. She looks like that thing on the old...
Crypt Keeper.
Crypt Keeper. Yeah.
Tales of the Crypt.
Wow.
Skinny, too.
Too skinny.
Love Nuggets. Two horniest people in Hollywood are Nick Jonas and Kate Hudson. So I guess since we know they jump anybody's bones, we shouldn't be surprised if they hooked up with each other over the weekend. I just want to also point out that Nick is only 12 years older than Kate's oldest kid. You talk about cougar.
Yeah.
There you go. Police blotter. Police still very hush-hush on the Bobby Christina death. Won't even give a cause of death, the official cause. But mark my words, they are building a murder manslaughter case against Bobby's former boyfriend, Nick Gordon. You know, I don't understand why it takes so long.
Me, I never have.
You know, these celebrities, it always takes long. By the way, did that woman in Georgia get put to death this afternoon?
Supposed to go at 6 o'clock our time in about 15 minutes.
About 15 minutes, going to pull a plug on that woman?
Uh-huh.
Boy, did you see a picture of her and what she did?
No.
Killed her husband.
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
It's not good. TV news, Shark Tank with the new guest, guest shark, Ashton Kutcher. What is he doing? He never started any business
I didn't get that either.
Why is he a shark?
That's Peon's show. Peon, what do you think about it?
Yeah, no, it was weird seeing him on there, but...
New Shark Tank tanked as far as ratings. It actually has dropped from the first episode last season.
I think putting him on there is going to hurt it.
I don't think he's going to be on every... They rotate those two
celebrities.
Chairs.
Okay.
TV, I got two TV reviews. The Jacksons' Next Generation on Lifetime on Friday is a reality show featuring Terrell, TJ, and Ty Jackson, who are Michael Jackson's brothers, Tito's son.
Oh, my. Are you kidding?
I don't make this stuff up, folks.
Oh, I thought it was Tito. T-I-T-O.
No, it's
Tito Jackson.
Tito.
Oh, I was mispronouncing.
You're always saying something to eat, aren't you?
No, it's Boobo.
Yeah.
Tonight, Grandfather on Fox about a selfish single dude who learns he has an adult son and a grandchild, stars John Stamos. Actually pretty good, 2.5 stars.
It's getting a lot of publicity.
I liked it. That was pretty good. So when I was in San Diego last week, a TV anchor there, when the news broke, kept calling retiring Congressman Boehner Boner. So I'm listening. At one point, she said, The departure of Boner will leave a huge void in the house.
Well, departure of Boner always leaves
a
void.
You take Boner out, there's a huge void.
You take Boner out.
There you go. Yeah. Dayton history, September 29th, 1948, one of Hollywood's biggest jerks. Also a guy that I played on a baseball team with. He played shortstop. I played second base, but still a jerk. Bryant Gumbel's birthday today.
I've always heard that he was a jerk.
Yeah. He wasn't a jerk when we were playing on the same team together, but you know, else who had a birthday today is long gone. But I knew him before when he was really old, really nice guy, Gene Autry.
Yeah,
great guy. And dying on this date, a guy we should all hold a toast to. Any idea who that might be?
The guy who invented bread and heating bread to make it kind of crispy.
The toaster.
A toast to him?
No. Oh. Maybe a beer toast to this
champagne guy.
Oh, beer toast.
You should certainly know about him there in St. Louis.
August Bush.
Oh. August Einheiser Bush died on this day. I think he came up with Budweiser. This Bud's for Bush. Good for him.
This Bud's for Bush.
You like that?
I'm
having a drink right now. Budweiser.
Oh, what? This Bud's for Mr. Bush. Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are you going nasty, honey?
Mm-mm.
No.
And finally. Can't you just say no?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
No.
Try again. And finally.
No.
No.
No. Oh, no.
Name the name of the very, very unlikely political female celebrity who has a tattoo. Caroline Kennedy, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Maria Shriver, Schwarzenegger.
I'll go with Skeletor.
Yeah, I was going to say Shriver, too.
Wow. Give me the names again.
Caroline Kennedy, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, the skeleton.
I'll go Caroline.
Has a butterfly on her inner left arm. Caroline Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a tap.
Even with no voice.
Wow.
I win. Caroline Kennedy. Boy, she did not get any of the looks in that family either. Caroline?
No.
You know, because Jack, John Kennedy, good-looking guy. John Jr., good-looking guy. She, they ran out of the looks.
You like all the guys.
They ran out of the looks gene by the time it got to her, and that Maria Shriver, she's one that in the right light and the right circumstances actually at times look kind of hot. Great hair, but then you look at her and you go, my goodness, you died 5 years ago. There it's was like a corpse.
There was an episode of Seinfeld like that when the girl was in the shadow, she looked horrible, and when she came out in the light, she looked great.
Tomorrow morning, I have an appointment with Dan and Josh from Precision Coatings. They're coming to my house tomorrow. And I'm kind of nervous about this because I'm one of those people, I don't care anything about my house. I don't care anything about my yard. You know, if lightning would strike my house and burn it to the ground, I'd go, yes. And my wife would need to run out with a couple of pictures or whatever it is they have to grab. But outside, I don't care anything about it. So I don't take really good care of it. And we're probably 12 years overdue for painting. The back of the house is hardy plank siding. And there's some wood trim, like around windows. It's bad. So I know where this is headed. This is not going to be cheap, but it's going to be done right, because I'm going to have Precision Coatings bring all this stuff back the way it ought to be this spring. We're going to go ahead now, assess the damage and the wear and the tear, do the estimate, and then I know in the spring they're going to come out there and make everything perfect. That's what they do. They are professional painters. And with the holidays coming, and it's going to get tougher and tougher to do outside painting, obviously, you might want to consider before the holidays, whatever that room or rooms are that you have in your house that you've kept saying, we need to repaint this room, we need to lighten it up, brighten it up, whatever, give it some life. These are the people to do it, Precision Coatings. They are very busy, thanks to you. This has been a wonderful partnership here. Precision Coatings in this show. But not too busy to come out and give you a free estimate. Here's their number, 636-244-5243. 636-244-5243. You can also find it at frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors, and there they are. It'll link you right to their site. It's a beautiful site. Precision Coatings.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rough ride home, especially out towards St. Charles County and that with all the rain, but things are starting to look a little bit better. We still have westbound 70 jam-ups from approaching 170 out to the Rock Road where there's a crash blocking the right lane and some slow pockets from Highway 270 on out through Highway K. There's still stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40 between Vandeventer and McCausland. It's going to be heavy again, 170 all the way out through 141, and then you're jammed up from Long Road to Highway 94 where they're still working with the vehicle fire. Now we've got a new crash. It's on southbound Highway 270 at Ladue. At last check, they were blocking the right lane. Eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy now as you approach Lindbergh through 170. Westbound 370 from 270 out to the, past St. Louis Mills. The Earth City Expressway is where things open up. And then westbound 364, that's still never ending. It's jammed solid from Highway 270 out to the Veterans Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Big 550 Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
When your child is struggling to read, you can hear the frustration in their voice. As a parent, you feel helpless and discouraged.
Homework time was always a very stressful time for Eddie, not to mention us. It seemed every night he was going to bed in tears.
She would stumble on words. She would drop sentences, go down two sentences, come back, jump around. No matter what you did, it continued.
The USA Reading Clinic is looking for dedicated parents and kids who are committed to overcoming these challenges. Without the proper help, your child is at risk of being left behind. But with our proven technology, your child can flourish as a reader.
Eddie can now read, he's processing, he's understanding, and he's retaining. His grades are going up too.
To find out if your child is eligible, call now for a free consultation. Space is limited. Call the USA Reading Clinic at 800-693-9329. That's 800-693-9329. 800-693-9329.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Throws left side out pattern for Brown. Touchdown, Missouri.
This Saturday, the South Carolina Gamecocks come to Columbia to take on our Missouri Tigers. KTRS coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the kickoff is at 11.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri.
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Royal Banks of Missouri is a proud sponsor of Mizzou football on KTRS. Go to royalbanksofmo.com and go Mizzou. News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
My doctor said the name for this. He looked it up. Carneitis. Hey, thanks for putting up with it. It'll be better tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, dear. Bye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Thousands of containers of potentially hazardous material found inside this abandoned business in residential Millstadt, Illinois. The surprising response from local officials and why local residents are so concerned.
A major break in a downtown shooting case where police found a suspect in the shooting of a Cardinal fan.
A big settlement by a Metro East county, the large payout the county is getting ready to make.
First at 6, the EPA has been called in after the discovery of thousands of containers of potentially hazardous material inside an abandoned Millstadt, Illinois business.
All new at 6, Fox News' Chris Higgins is live in Millstadt with more on just what type of chemicals are involved and why residents are